nominees, Pat?
Carlisle?
Here.
Kubish?
Here.
McClory? Reynolds?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Okay. Next item of business is the approval of the May 7th meeting minutes. Is there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
To approve.
Second. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Minutes approved. Are there any citizens here for other than the agenda items?
If a variance is on the agenda, that's why I'm here.
Okay. We'll open the public hearing. Ask Pat if he wants to make any additions to his output that he was in the packet.
One addition that I did put at your places was just kind of a clearer view of the plat map for the parcel in question. Just gave a bit more dimension in case it was difficult to see on the original copy. Happy to go into some detail on the background and the request for the property if necessary. Otherwise, any questions, happy to try and answer those as well.
Well, please expound if you would.
Sure. Subject parcel is located at 419 East Lincoln Street in Boyne City. Property is owned by David and Marcella Hill and located in the traditional residential district. Approximately 11,400 square feet in size and bounded by East Lincoln Street to the south. The adjacent properties are also zoned traditional residential and privately owned. The attached plat map does show an alley immediately west of the parcel. That alley was vacated in 2017. And that's vacated in its entirety. The traditional residential district requires a minimum 5-foot setback from the side lot line. The application indicates a request for a 2-inch side yard setback or 4 feet 10 inches of relief from the required 5-foot minimum. The application shows the proposed location of a carport, approximate location of the drain field in the rear yard, and an example of the type of the carport the Hills are proposing, not the exact style, as indicated in the application and the dialogue provided. A couple of other factors that may apply: topography of the property is gradually sloping from south to north, then much steeper on the far north portion. And of note, the applicants also own the adjacent property to the west, which is across the vacated alley noted at 409 East Lincoln Street. Outside of that, we did receive a letter of support from Haggard's Plumbing and Heating, otherwise general inquiry about the requested variance, but no support one way or the other. Outside of that, again, attached area map outlining the subject parcel in blue. The Zoning Board of Appeals application and the letter of support as referenced. And attach findings of fact. If there are questions for me, again, happy to try and answer those. Otherwise, I'll turn it over.
Thank you. We'll open a public hearing. Going to the picture that you've got up there, you said the parcel is in blue.
That's correct.
So the concrete pad is already encroaching on the neighbor?
Well, again, they do own the neighboring property to the west, so across the driveway. And I will say that this is not survey grade. These are parcel dimensions provided by the county, which have a potential margin of error of up to 30 feet. So there's the possibility that this is shifted a touch. But I can't say for sure where those are located without a survey to show. I will say that it looks like there may have been an addition to the original driveway, just given the difference in color. So that may indicate a lot line, but I can't say for sure. And again, with the vacation of that alley, it's a 16 and a half foot platted alley, so that would give 8 1/4 to either side, east and west. So that may play into that as well. I don't know without a survey to say for sure.
Okay. Would you care to say something?
Well, I'm interested. I received a letter that this concerned me, and apparently my property in 519 Grant. So I need to know where they're talking about, because I have a survey, and my stakes are still out there. So I'm just interested where they're talking. Where what are they talking about?
You have no vested interest in the transaction.
Well, I received a letter, so I'm assuming they're looking at my backyard backs up to their side yard.
Backs up to their side yard?
I know. I had to draw a picture of it.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
This will be very helpful to you.
Yeah, it will. So, okay.
It would probably be this.
This
part,
is Lincoln.
And this right. Parcel would be you, probably.
This is me, right
yeah.
Here.
Yeah, okay.
Is that the blue house? Do we know if that's
no.
The
one? This is the beige one.
It's a tan
color. And then there's a small.
Yeah,
and then yeah a, my property goes, and there's a garage. The hills have a green garage back here.
Yeah, that's what's it's showing up.
Probably.
Oh, that?
Yeah, would be my guess.
Okay. So my stakes are like here and here.
And to be clear, any property owner within 300 feet of the subject property
uh-huh.
receives a letter.
Okay.
So regardless of whether or not it's immediately adjacent or not, anybody within 300
feet. Got it. Yeah. So can you show me what they're wanting?
They're proposing a carport in this general area here.
Okay.
So here's the looks of the carport they want to put up. Similar to this. Now,
okay.
It may not be exact. And that is stated in our packet.
But it's going to be already where their pad and everything is
yes.
existing.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So.
Yeah, see, this is their house here. This is the vacated
I didn't even
alley.
Know there was an alley there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's because it's vacated. You would actually then own 16 more feet in the back of your lot if that alley is vacated.
Eight and a quarter.
Because
it was only 16 and a half
oh,
wide.
Okay.
So 8 1/4 went to their area, and then 8 1/4 would have come to you.
Okay.
So that might be what the stakes.
Okay.
If you just had it recently surveyed.
I had it surveyed in December of 17.
Okay. Yeah, and that's when this was vacated, was in 17.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's probably
okay.
Why.
So, other than that, I just wanted to know what it was all about. It doesn't look like it's going to do anything for me.
Probably not.
And they're asking for a side yard setback, not a rear yard setback variance. So they're already within the... within their rights on the rear yard, and the rear yard is what would affect you.
Right.
Yeah. Are they going to get the garage 10 foot behind the front of the house?
That would be required, and that's not part of the variance request, but the 10 foot setback from that front building line would be also required, yes.
Okay.
Patrick, when you must have been talking to them, did you discuss or did they discuss, the ramifications of selling this property or the neighbor that they bought out selling it? I guess what I'm driving at, I'm not saying it very well, is that the idea of a 2.5 inch setback from the lot line, I can't quite grasp that.
We did not discuss any ramifications outside of the fact that this variance would ride with the property. So, you know, given the fact that they own the neighboring property at the time being, maybe it's less of a concern.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It would seem to me that the legal description should be changed on their property to include the vacated alley, since that already... And that if they're putting up this building, if they ever wanted to sell the property next door, I would picture that a bank would have a problem financing it because of that, without a recorded easement for maintenance and repair. I ran into this when I owned my house on Lake Street, and my neighbor, our house was originally part of a parcel next door. He decided he wanted, we had a shared drive, and he decided he didn't want to share anymore. And we had to have a recorded, because our house was only 18 inches from the lot line, we had to have a recorded easement for replacement or repair. And I wondered if something like that should be instituted here, and if that, because they're planning to use a couple inches of this alley, if that alley shouldn't be part of their legal description.
Probably would get picked up as part of it when, yes, the next time it was surveyed.
Yes, the alley itself, that's going to be part of this, and we can get into a bit more detail on that, but the alley itself, that is, when that's vacated, again, that is split evenly between, in this situation, the east and the west. So my understanding is this request is being, the variance is being requested from that new line that then splits that alley.
Okay, not the way it looks in the picture.
Correct. Again, this is information.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of how those are off.
Yep.
And I guess that my question is then, I would want clarification on if it is from the middle of this alley that they're asking for it, and if this will be totally then on property that is owned with the property at 419, or if it is more like the picture shows and they're utilizing the whole alley and it's going to be on that, therefore this legal description wouldn't have its 8 1/4 feet.
Well, the request doesn't include anything to be encroaching onto the neighboring property.
Okay.
So if that is part of that, that's not indicated on the application.
Okay. Do we have the right to ask them for a survey to make sure that they are within that?
If that is part of the request itself, or request for additional information that would be necessary to make your determination.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I don't want to open a can of worms for the future. Finding out that they put up this and it's in the within the 16 foot of alley, which was vacated, so it's owned by the two property owners, which in this case is the same person. But if they ever wanted to sell either one of those properties and this did go into the full 16 feet, then there would be an issue.
Right, and again, that wouldn't be approvable to have the garage itself encroach onto the neighboring property. So, and Ms. Hill is here now to maybe be able to answer some of these questions in more detail. That, again, that's not part of the request itself. If it is encroaching onto a neighboring property, that's a different request.
Okay.
And a different conversation. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to avoid a can of worms in the future.
There's a way to avoid this, as you and I were discussing earlier, Patrick, and that is to ask them about the attaching to the building, and/or to talk about a two-car garage, but lined up vertically, so none of this then has to be considered. I don't know whether that came into your discussion or not.
Well, the possibilities of different designs, certainly, but I think the request is before us whether or not there are modifications to that through this discussion. That's also a possibility.
I would also throw another scenario out, is seeing as they own both properties and the next door property, if you will, appears to have a fair amount of side yard setback.
Mm-hmm.
They could have both description, reconfigure the lots.
A lot reconfiguration would be possible as
so
well.
That they put 5 foot onto their lot and take five mm-hmm. foot off the lot next door.
Assuming that that lot reconfiguration met ordinance requirements, that's a possibility mm-hmm. as well. You know, there is minimum square footage that's required, minimum frontage, that type of thing, but certainly looking at it, that may be a possibility.
But if I'm assuming that 334 goes clear to the corner of Grant's Street?
It does not. Currently, it's two parcels. There is another home at the corner of Grant and Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it could be making that kind of small.
It's
81 by 66.
Possibly. The minimum required square footage is 5445. So whether or not you can make that work, again, without seeing a survey and exact dimensions, I can't say for sure, but that is a possibility.
Roger, do you want to get in on this?
No.
Well, when you say about 81 by 6, or take 5 feet away by 66, the corner lot is only 73 by 66, or 75 by 66 now. So taking 5 feet away from that other lot would just make it the same size as the lot on it.
And as long as it met the minimum square
footage,
5445, then that
would seem like it has enough square footage there to meet the minimum lot size for that zoning district.
What did you say, 5445. I get 5346.
As it sits currently. And again, keeping in mind that there's an additional eight and a quarter added on to these dimensions.
Yeah.
And also keeping in mind these are platted dimensions, not survey grade. So with a lot reconfiguration, a new survey and new parcel descriptions would be required.
Well, I drove by the parcel, or the properties, and I can see why they're asking for it, because it is a big drop off at the back. And so, I mean, I can see the rationale for the request. I feel what they want to build looks very attractive. I take it that this Haggard must be a neighboring parcel.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's from Charlevoix, and I get upset that every time we have a meeting, you'll get a letter from Haggard Plumbing and Heating saying that he's in favor of it.
Oh, okay. I figured he was probably a neighbor.
No.
I have no problem with it, other than I don't want to open a can of worms if the way the legal description reads.
So they're asking us to make a decision that is beyond the information that we have available, beyond what we know as code. So we really can't do much because we don't know what's involved with the lot next door, even though they own it. Until somebody makes a decision that that's okay, and we can say, that's okay to build a garage there. But unless we get determination on that, I don't know how we can proceed.
I wonder if they shouldn't be asked to withdraw this and come back with some of these issues and come back with some alternative ways to get the job done, like cars vertically parked rather than double parked. Et cetera, et cetera. I think there's a way to satisfy them. I'm just not sure it has to be with this bold action. Frankly, based on as little as we seem to be able to.
Mrs. Hill?
Yeah, I'm Mrs. Hill. Hi, nice to meet you all. Hopefully I can address at least a couple of the questions, concerns. One would be, moving a lot line was brought up, and yes, because we do own the neighboring property, and we were aware that that was maybe a possible alternative to this, but in measuring out, and I didn't have it on these documents here, but the home right next door, the only space for parking at that home is on the side of the house that's shared with our house, you know, in between the two houses that we own. And right now, between the house and the new lot line, with like considering the half of the vacated alley, there's only about 21 feet there for parking next to the home. And then if you take away, so if you took away that, you'd only be left with about 16 feet there. But also you have to take into consideration that the side entrance to the home is here. There's like the parking area driveway here. And then there's a kind of an upslope to our lot right next door, which really wouldn't be great for parking on. So really what you're left with here between the house and the start of the upslope is about 15 feet for parking. And there's no, because of where Mr. Chrysler's house is on the corner lot there, there really isn't any other spot except for right in the middle of the front yard to park a vehicle at that house. So, and if you had two vehicles, which our current renters there do, you need both the front and the back. Does that make sense? Am I explaining that appropriately? So in order to move the lot line over 5 feet onto the property at 409, we'd be really limiting, especially in considering future sale, like you had mentioned in that, any available parking space at that house, at that property.
I'm sorry.
Question?
Yeah.
So that was kind of our thought process there. And then we did consider, you know, we don't have access at this property to city sewer. It's just not available to us. So our entire backyard is a drain field because, as someone mentioned, it is quite a steep drop off. Mm-hmm. So even though we do own maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 feet further back from where the drain field is, it's a real steep drop off. So our drain field takes up basically the whole flat part of our backyard. So putting it further behind the house is not really an option because I think there's a 10-foot setback from the drain field for any structure. I looked into it a while.
Yeah, I would think it would be about that.
Yeah, it's even more a setback than the side lot setback. So we wouldn't have the kind of space really. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a reasonably current survey of the property?
I don't think, no, we have not had a survey of the property. I think that you guys had it surveyed. There are stakes.
I surveyed December 17th, mm-hmm. And those two bad stakes,
yes,
are still there.
Yeah, so we kind of, we based all of our measurements and everything off of that. Those stakes that were placed when she had the survey done. So we know where the side lot line is because that's their back lot line.
You rent the other house, 409?
We do, yep.
The picture pulled up off the county website actually shows that your current parking pad goes
right
through the entire vacated alley.
Yes.
Is this incorrect?
It must be. I mean, the only, I know that when you go to that website, it says it has a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is not unusual. I know that for a fact.
I've got to think that that's just that,
okay,
that far off because the current stake is at least 3 feet from the edge of our
carport. Okay.
Yeah. Like the back lot stake. Back corner is like the top corner of our driveway is here, your back corner is here. There's probably 3 feet strip in between that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that green building your garage? Is that a garage?
It's a shed. It's a like a tool shed.
Okay.
Is it cream colored shed with brown doors? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, it's green, yep.
It's green.
I feel kind of like a heel, but I guess I would be willing to make a motion to table this till next month and ask to come back with a current survey and, or at least verify the corners and stuff like that, and to consider whether or not you could steal some property off the lot at 409.
Okay, First, how, a survey aside, like, we could get the survey, I mean, that's fairly expensive. If the other option is verifying the lot corners, how would you like me to do that other than, I mean, the stakes are where they are. Do you want me to take pictures, or?
If you can find it. Like I was just telling Pat that a few years ago when the city worked on the street, they dug one of my corners out and it's not there anymore. So if you can find the corner stake, that would help, I would think.
Okay.
Wouldn't solving the whole thing be for, if she says that she's only doing, she's basing it on half of the vacated alley, it would not affect her legal description for her rental house if she just claimed the entire vacated alley and added it to her property. Therefore, she wouldn't need a variance. Is that correct?
Right.
Well, you would need a lot of reconfiguration.
You'd need a lot reconfiguration.
Which would entail a survey.
Yeah, which would entail a survey. But then she doesn't need a variance. If she picks up an extra 8 feet,
right.
Then you don't need a variance.
Or it wouldn't even have to be all of the 8 feet. Just pick up 5, if you will.
You might as well pick up the whole 8, and that way you're not reconfiguring 2 lots. You're only reconfiguring 1.
Would that put me, though, below the width requirement for the city?
Wait. The minimum 50-foot width, whether or not the...
Oh, 5-0.
5-0.
I thought it was 55, sorry.
Whether or not the... and that's road frontage, so that's a long lane. The question being the square footage on that, the other
lot. Well, but, lots, yeah, but the lot is a lot of record.
The lot is a lot of record.
Without
the alley.
Oh, right.
What I'm saying is now currently the alley has been added to that lot.
But it's not in the legal description that you've provided. Legal description still reads just lot 333, block 21. It has a note here, but this is the legal description of record.
That's the legal description from Charlevoix County.
And so it doesn't reflect the vacated alley as it stands right now in the legal records.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the alley was vacated in 2017?
I know that I thought I was going to miss the meeting because I was almost due with my youngest son, and he is 2.5, so it was like January of 17.
Okay.
Was when I was due with him.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, the whole thing is a moot issue if the 8.25 feet of vacated alley that now belongs to the original lot with a legal description of 368334-00, if that 8.25 feet from here is given to added to this parcel rather than to this parcel, then she doesn't need a variance, correct?
I would have to verify whether or not you can claim that the western portion of the vacated alley back to the subject parcel. Because when an alley is vacated, it's split in half evenly. Assuming that's already been done, and realizing that the legal description here doesn't reflect that, a survey would show that, you know, something up to date. But whether or not you can then take from the western portion and give to the eastern parcel is a question I guess I'm not able to answer currently.
You just need to quit claim deed with a new survey. A lot reconfiguration.
A lot reconfiguration, yes, but that is a different process than what we're talking about.
Right.
Yes, a lot reconfiguration would allow for that, but again, a survey would be necessary, new parcel descriptions would be necessary, an application would need to be filed for the parcel reconfiguration.
Right.
There is a process for
that.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
I get that.
Right, yeah. And other than like the additional time and expense, my concern with that goes back to the available space for parking and any possible eventuality of even like a one stall covered parking spot at 409. If I take 8 feet from that lot, that's not going to be possible at all.
Well, that lot is 81 feet across as it stands in the legal description. 81.25 feet.
Right, but where the house sits on the lot, like I said, it's only about 21 feet from the existing lot line, including the 8. So if I took...
Oh, okay.
If I took 8 feet away from that, then that only leaves me with 13 feet between the actual house and mm-hmm. the new lot line. And if
And they probably have a septic in the backyard, too.
There really isn't a backyard to that house.
Okay.
I believe the septic is the front yard.
Okay.
So there would, you know, leaving only 15 feet between the lot line and the house, mm-hmm. you know, there would be no possibility for anyone to build even a one stall, like a covered spot or something like that, should they want to. I mean, that's not in our plans, but as far as, like,
mm-hmm. down the road.
Like attractiveness of the house and the future of resale, stuff like
right.
that.
I guess my earlier thoughts, I'll make that a formal motion.
And, sorry.
To table for next month.
My only like response to that, I guess, would be that what I'm only asking for what I'm asking for, which is like to come to within inches of the lot line as it exists, and the lot line is where it is. So when I build it, I have to know where it is, and as far as I know, I'm going to have building inspections and that. Like if I'm in violation of what I asked for, then. I wouldn't do that. I can't do that. You know what I mean? So if the concern is over, do I know where the lot line is, or am I going to do what I say I'm going to do? I guess I'm not sure what more verification that.
I think we have to set aside a list of things she needs to do for next month when she comes back.
I would be open to you amending my motion.
Well, I would say delay it for a month. And requirements are to get a survey, to check with the city to see whether you can take half of that alley and give it to yourselves where you live. Take the other half of the alley and give it to yourselves so you have that whole distance. And now you're not really doing anything then with that other lot. The alley is independent of the lot. So if you do that, then we're not violating any city ordinances by saying, yes, it's okay for you to do what you want to do.
Well, she wouldn't even need a variance at that point.
Mm-hmm. No, but if she did the reconfiguration of her lot, two lots, would entail two lots.
Yeah.
And then we would see where, right now, it's not legal for us to say you can do it because we would be violating some city ordinances.
I don't see how that's the case. I'm sorry, maybe I just don't understand.
Well, we can't just give you the alley. We can't say it's okay for you to take the alley.
That's already been done. Oh, you mean the other half?
Yeah.
Well, and the request before us doesn't include the lot reconfiguration or anything involved with the neighboring property. The request currently is for the 4 foot 10 inches of relief from the existing required 5 foot side yard setback. Again, a lot reconfiguration is a possibility, but whether or not that's preferable on the applicants, and it is a question as well. Right now, the request before us doesn't include any sort of lot reconfiguration, and there hasn't been an application filed for one.
Right.
But if we vote on this tonight and it doesn't carry, then they're dead in the water for, 6 months or a year?
I believe 1 year, yes.
So.
I also have a question on the rear setback. Mm-hmm. Because, I'm sorry, but I can't remember your name, but this lady's property, the parcel 333 here, mm-hmm. she also got half of that vacated alley. Is that, there's what, a 15-foot setback from the rear property line? Yeah, but the rear property line of her property comes over to here.
Yes, that so for hers, yes, that would be the rear. For this one, that's the side.
How many feet wide is the alley?
Okay.
It was 16 and a half. Platted as 16 and a half.
What?
Platted as 16 and a half.
Okay, so it would be 4.5 inches from the back of her lot also as requested.
Well, but it wouldn't because it doesn't extend so far north on my lot. That
okay.
You get to the back.
The back corner. Okay. This the way it's sketched in here, it shows it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's where it's going to be. I realize
right,
that.
Right.
We have, I think it as a minimum, picking up on Rogers, if we table, we need to know where the front corner stakes are, in a sense, for both your parcel or both of your parcels. And whether or not you can find them or would have to have somebody set them.
You need to know where the front corners of both of my lots are. I can't go off of the stake that was placed at the survey.
She has a real
stake. No, because we don't know if her survey takes into account the alley vacation.
Well, I mean, I can tell looking at it where that is. Actually, I think you do have a stake where after the alley was vacated.
I didn't even know there was an alley there, so that's news to me.
Yeah.
But my stakes are back.
Yeah, I think your survey done?
December 17.
Yeah, that would have been after the alley was vacated. So I'm certain that the stake that's sitting there is.
So the rear of your property includes 8 feet of that vacated alley. Whether you've had a survey, you had a survey in 17.
Mm-hmm.
December 17. You know, include that 8.5 feet there.
I have no idea now, thinking about it and picturing it. It has to. Well, first of all, because the alley was vacated in January of. But early in 2017.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I think that the easiest thing for you to do is if you can just get that your lot reconfigured, then you don't have to come back here because you don't need a variance. It's all on your property.
Right, I understand. But the reason why I went this route and applied for this is because it really makes the lot at 490 a lot less desirable. It limits any available parking and option for covered parking in northern Michigan, like most people would love to have for 6 months of the year. It's, you know.
The only thing we're trying to do is save you from the fact that we are heavily restricted by the state in what we can accept for a rezoning, for a variance.
Okay.
And so, in my opinion, we're not going to be able to meet all the requirements. So we're going to have to reject it.
What are the requirements that I'm not meeting?
Well,
is there a way that I can?
I can read them off to you. Finding the facts, we have the requirement in one of the compliance of regulations governing the area setbacks, fine type, density, and other non-use requirements, but unreasonable prevent owners from using the property for a permitted purpose, or we render conformity with such regulations unnecessary or burdensome. And then that's just the first one. And then the variance granted would be the smallest variance necessary. And, you know, that would be probably reconfiguring your garage and coming back a couple, you know, compromising on footage there. And then the third one is the variance can be granted in such a fashion that the spirit of the ordinance will be observed in public safety and welfare secured. And four, the need of the variance is not self-created. That's a tough one, right? You're creating the need for the variance yourself.
Well,
and so,
that isn't everyone.
No, not really, because.
Hi, John.
I'll be glad to second what you're saying. Maybe we should restate what we're asking for and take it from there. You want to
read it back? Is that what you're
yes,
asking?
Yes, that's what I'm asking. Either for Pat to read it or for you to restate it, just at the beginning.
You want to restate it or do you want me to read it?
Why
what I have.
What you got?
Okay, motion on the table. Motion to table until next month, asking the applicant for a current survey or to verify corners to see if there's a property reconfiguration that was possible, and if any of the alley can be taken from 409 East Lincoln.
That's pretty good. Okay.
I'll second.
Roll call, please, Pat. The vote is for tabling until next month.
Kubish?
Yes.
McClory?
Abstain. Or I'll be in favor of that. That's what we're voting.
To table?
Yeah.
Okay.
Table.
Table. Reynolds?
In favor.
Ross?
I would favor that.
Carlisle?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries.
No old business. Any board members have anything to say?
I will not be able to attend the next meeting October 1st.
Okay.
So I'm requesting an absence, an approved absence.
I might suggest, since this has passed, you or your husband might want to meet with Patrick, get a package of what we are asking for and indeed of what you think you could reasonably supply. And that will then be on the road to progress. We're not trying to deprive you of that. We just don't want any trouble down the road. There's just too many unknowns.
Yeah,
I'm
in favor.
I just know what the unknowns are, because I thought that was pretty clear what I was planning on and what I was asking for. So just let me know what the unknowns are so that I can clarify and answer questions.
Patrick, you got that? Could you comfortably go ahead with that?
So, Patrick, if she reconfigures her lots, so now she has plenty of room for her garage, then she doesn't need to come back here, right?
Correct.
If the lot was reconfigured in such a way to not require a variance, yes.
Right. So then would she get her money that she put for this refunded?
No.
Because it's not her fault that she...
Well, it's two different requests. The lot reconfiguration could have been done prior to... Again, if that's the applicant's preference, that wasn't at the time, so the variance was requested.
Sorry, try and anyway.
But I don't know if you picked up on it, but if we vote on this and reject it, mm-hmm. you can't come back before this board for another year. Mm-hmm. So.
But I can reconfigure the lot the following month, is that?
If that's what you choose to do, then we're out of your hair, if you will. next meeting is October 1st. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Meeting's adjourned.